I'm Sherry. The White House says the U.S. has no choice but to stay in Afghanistan. Tomorrow, President Obama meets with congressional leaders while he continues to review policy in the war that's gone on almost 9 years. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
I don't think we have the option to leave. I think that's quite clear.
The assessment coming as 8 U.S. service members were killed at a remote outpost over the weekend. ABC's Karen Russo is embedded with a unit that went to their rescue.
One thing I have heard from soldiers on the ground is that there were actually several wounded and injured soldiers who were at these attack bases who refused medical care. They did not want to be medevaced out, and in fact, they stayed and fought while wounded because they didn't want to leave their base.
President Obama is considering whether to send as many as 40,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Some doctor's offices say they have been swamped with calls by people wanting to get the H1N1 vaccine. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
The first doses of the H1N1 vaccine are expected to arrive here by Wednesday, but Dr. Jonathan Fielding at the L.A. County Department of Public Health predicts finding it right away will be tough.
It's going to be a little bit hit and miss. It's going to be a little lumpy at the beginning because not everybody is going to get it at the same time. It's coming from 5 different manufacturers.
It'll first arrive in nasal spray form and initially be available to mainly healthcare workers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A new CDC study shows fewer schools offering candy and salty snacks to students.
There's been a tremendous increase in the number of schools across the country that are no longer selling low-nutritive, energy-dense foods and beverages.
CDC's Dr. Howell Weschler. There were reports of a gunman on the campus of the University of South Florida in Tampa today, one person now in custody. The man accused of videotaping ESPN's Aaron Andrews released on bond. He's to appear in a California court later this month. Dow up 113. You're listening to ABC News.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
With all of the good things you do for your heart, like... and...
I think I'll have the salmon.
Take Centrum Cardio, the only leading complete multivitamin with coralwise phytosterols that may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol. Centrum Cardio, the multivitamin that's good for your heart. As part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol, 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering blood cholesterol.
President Obama hosted doctors from across the country at the White House to talk health care reform.
The White House Rose Garden was a sea of support in white medical jackets.
I am thrilled to have all of you here today, and you look very spiffy in your coats.
These physicians from all 50 states are activists in favor of reform.
The reason these doctors are here is because they have seen firsthand what's broken about our health care system.
President Obama predicted he will sign a reform bill this year, despite deep divisions in Congress. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
It's due to run out at the end of this month, so Congress may be about to extend the first-time homebuyers credit.
An $8,000 tax incentive. Many experts say the first-time homebuyers credit has helped revive the housing market. Now some Democratic and Republican senators are talking about keeping it.
I'd be for extending the housing tax credit, which has helped get the housing market out of the severe depression it was in.
Democratic Senator Charles Schumer on ABC's This Week. Republicans agree on this one. John Cornyn of Texas cites the backing of former real estate executive and fellow Republican Senator Johnny Isakson.
His argument is, I think he's right, is that the excess housing inventories are what are dampening the recovery.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
A New York City law enforcement official says a CBS producer accused of blackmailing David Letterman used pages from a former assistant's diary that described her affair with Letterman. Stephanie Burkett lived in Connecticut with the suspect until August. This is ABC News.
Imagine 31 days of Thanksgiving with less family and no ambrosia salad. Or a month full of New Year's days without hangovers and resolutions, but with limited time 1.9% APR financing on all 2009 models. Join Mini for Motortober, our celebration of the Mini Cooper hardtop starting at $19,200 with 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance. Deals this amazing deserve their own made-up holiday. Celebrate Motortober with a test drive at MiniUSA.com.
MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. For details, visit MiniUSA.com/info. We'll be right back.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The U.S. Supreme Court today asked the Obama administration to state its position on whether the court should review a restaurant group's challenge to San Francisco Universal Healthcare Program. Three people are recovering from a gun attack after a man burst into a South Salinas home and opened fire. Officers are still looking for the gunman who kicked open the front door before shooting two men inside the home and a woman watching television in the neighboring unit. And a CHP officer has been arrested in Yuba City on suspicion of child cruelty and spousal abuse. The CHP is not releasing details about the alleged crimes, but says the officer is on paid leave during the investigation. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Fairfield, eastbound 80 after North Texas Street, it's a two-car accident. One car over the embankment overturned, a big rig on the shoulder. Not involved, just a witness and helping out there. Did you sleep well last night? Mancini Sleep World can help you save a bigger and rest easy during their stress-free mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Sunny and cool today. Highs in the 50s at the coast, 60s by the bay, 70s inland, and Lloyd Lindsay-Young says it'll be a little bit warmer tomorrow. It's 66 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I don't know why I just object to this. We live with so many rules. And, of course, we need rules. We need laws. But the astonishing number of new regulations that are poured upon us every year, it's not just the evolving complexity of modern life. There's more to the story here. And this is a classic. There shall be no cupcakes, chocolate cake, even carrot cake. New York City enacting the latest reg, even, by the way, zucchini bread. Trying to limit how fat their kids are, the education department has banned bake sales, which are often very lucrative fundraising tools and have been for generations of clubs and teams and kids. This is a new wellness policy. This is elaborate rules. Only outlined in a 3-page memo. This is not the full deal yet. And of course, parent groups and the PTA are conspicuously given an exception. Once a month, this is an example of the details I got into in this. I mean, because obviously there's no crime, no crime in New York City, no drug problems, no nothing, right? This is what they have time to take care of. Once a month, the PTA is allowed to sell as many dark fudge brownies and lemon bars as they please, so long as lunch is ended. After 6 p.m., on weekdays, they can serve anything they want, but at that hour, most students are gone. Mayor Richard Bloomberg has made both public health and public education centerpieces of his tenure. And, of course, New York was one of the early states to ban handheld cell phones because they thought that would make a difference. So is Washington, D.C. Now they all have egg on their face since they caught up with the data, which was available, and they passed the laws. That doesn't matter whether it's hands-free or handheld. The rationale, of course, is getting a very cool reception among students. Here's a ball player, sophomore basketball player, laments his team won't be able to raise money for the new scoreboard they wanted to. Here's a soccer kid. They held a bake sale with blueberry muffins, sold out in 15 minutes. I think it's pointless. I mean, why can't we have bake sales? The new policy requires vending machines, which generate millions of dollars for school sports, be supplied with snacks such as reduced fat baked Doritos and low sugar granola bars. I guess that's okay. And non-compliance results in adverse impact on the principal's compliance performance rating. So they're going to put the whole thing on the backs of the principals. Now you watch. This is going to be a dizzying ride, friends, as you watch the rate of obesity in New York City plummet. These kids are going to get so skinny, we're going to be getting upset and start asking glamour magazines to reverse their policy and start putting fat women in the ads. Okay. How about this one? This is a follow-up on this statistic that you got to look at the details, but the claim was that California marijuana dispensaries outnumber Starbucks and McDonald's 2-1. Some parts of Los Angeles, here's the details, some parts of Los Angeles, medical marijuana is more common than McDonald's and Starbucks. Places where you can buy a Big Mac or a double tall mocha latte are outnumbered by pot stores at least 2-1. And that isn't the point. The point here is in Denver, the newspaper has an ad looking for, hang on, I didn't think I'd live to see this one. They are looking for a reporter, a reviewer, to review, you know, you're used to seeing reviews of movies and food, et cetera, but this is a first in American journalism. They want a medical marijuana critic. Now, the person will not be sitting there getting stoned all day long. Hey, the Ingrid is the best. That's not going to happen. The idea is to review the dispensaries that have sprouted up like weeds, pardon the pun, in Denver. We want to see what kind of place it is, how well they care for you, how sketchy the place is. Last week, the paper published a call for a regular freelance reviewer with a real doctor-certified medical need, asking each candidate to send a resume and an essay, What Marijuana Means to Me. They've gotten dozens of applications. There's going to be a drive-through dispensary. Dispensaries promote different strains with distinctive flavors. They're, after all, marijuana snobs, just like there are wine snobs. And some mix their wares into food, like hummus and pesto and chocolate. So why not critique the cannabis, too? What do you think of that? Nobel Prize, U.S. trio. 2 points I just wanted to make. I won't bore you with the details because most of you don't care. Most of you are more interested in, who wins the latest reality show spot than this. But nevertheless, there are two interesting things. First, what they're getting the prize for has to do with telomerase. Now, telomerases it's an enzyme. There's a spot in the chromosome. It has to do with cancer and aging. It is absolutely fascinating. Three researchers sharing the goal. But two things here. One, the importance of basic research. I don't spend enough time hammering home on this one. Nowadays, we fund research because it's looking for something we want. And that isn't how we got where we are. The astounding discoveries of the past century were made by people just looking because they were curious, and we funded that kind of research. Now it's different. So one of the recipients, quote, we had no idea when we started this work that telomerases would be involved in cancer, but were simply curious about how chromosomes worked and stayed intact. That's all they did. Our approach shows that while you can do research that tries to answer specific questions about a disease, you can also just follow your nose. And that's important, to just follow your nose. Extremely, extremely important. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, the other thing is, one of them, Elizabeth Blackburn, she was actually fired by George Bush. Remember the era when Bush just would fire people if he didn't agree with his scientific policies? I mean, he's not a scientist, etc. But here, what a slap in the face. She wins a Nobel Prize, fired in 2004 from then-President George Bush's Council on Bioethics. He didn't like what she thought. Speaking of noses, what do you think the most beautiful nose is? I find this very interesting. Well, it depends where you live. North Americans and Europeans have like a nose where the nose is placed relatively high on the face, where the nose kind of starts kind of near where your eyebrows are. And if you go get a nose job, that's what you'll get. So they decided to take a look at other countries. So they had 20 health professionals, 20 artists, and 120 lay people examine images of 6 women, each of whom was altered with a computer software to show that the top of the nose was at an average position below or above the level of the upper eyelid crease. So think of the eyelid crease. Where does your nose start? Then they rated which position looked best, which looked worst. Well, the most beautiful was the low position, rated most beautiful by more than half of the participants, followed by the regular position of just more than a third of the respondents. The least beautiful, 3/4, picked the low nose. And they say here, surgeons have to be, you know, if you're a surgeon, you work in Brazil, but you trained in New York, it's going to be different. Interesting how what happens to stars influences us. You know, the Natasha Richardson tragedy, bump in the head, skiing. She was okay for a little bit and then died. There was a 73% increase in ER visits for head trauma after that. They looked at 19 urban, suburban, and rural emergency rooms in New York and New Jersey and found this huge... See, the thing that was unusual about her case was a bump in the head, and then she felt fine. So people who got a bump in the head and felt fine, which is the majority of people, then ran to the ER. The thing is, that's probably not good. That's probably not good medicine. That means everybody who gets a bump in the head, then they feel fine, figure they ought to go to the emergency room. We'd overwhelm our ERs if every bump in the head was treated that way. So you see how these things come back and they can backfire. Consumer Reports, let me hone this down, a big poll, and they're going to get involved in the healthcare debate. And they are launching TV. I mean, Consumer Reports doesn't usually do this. The first time in their history, 73 years, has ever run a TV ad to weigh in on a policy issue. 60% of you, cost of your health care increased over the past year or two. 51% of you have faced some very difficult decisions. 28% said they lost or experienced cutbacks in their coverage. Almost all of you are afraid of losing everything you have to an illness. There was one stat here I wanted to make sure you heard. 51% said they would face a difficult healthcare choice. The most common response was 51% of you putting off a doctor visit because of cost or not being able to afford medical bills. That's it. Doctors here are trying to deal with something, and you saw the doctors in the Rose Garden in their white coats. But doctors here, some doctors have a concern about this way they're trying to discourage us from ordering too many tests and too many treatments, reducing waste. I haven't got the perfect answer here. But doctors are, say, what it's going to do is discourage us from taking the sickest and the oldest patients. Because if I see you walking into my office and you're sick or you're old, I know I'm going to have to order a lot of tests. And if you're going to ding me just because I order a lot of tests, that's not fair. It's imperfect. The bill calls for the Secretary of Health and Human Services to account for doctors with less healthy patients. But how do you do that? And the government admits collecting that data is not going to be easy. And the what they're thinking of, a doctor whose level of testing and procedures ranks in the 90th percentile would be penalized with a 5% reduction in Medicare reimbursement. And that forces a doctor to justify, why are you in the 90th percentile? I don't know. It's one way of dealing with it. We got to do something. You got to do something. And quality of care is a very important part of all this. It also makes it more difficult for doctors, some of the new bills, to own a stake in a hospital. What do you think about that? Should a doctor be allowed to own a stake in a hospital? I grew up where doctors could never own a stake in a drugstore. And you have cases, you know, that whole big story about how they're disprofiled in Texas, where doctors who owned a stake in the hospital referred all the patients to the hospital, referred more patients to hospitalization. Now, how can you help it? Okay. And then, of course, you got the creeps coming out from under the woodwork. I'm not even going to read this one, but here's a big vitamin person saying, we have all the money in the world for health care. We don't need to change a thing if people just would take my vitamins. And it goes over the list of all the vitamins, B6 and vitamin D and vitamin E and multivitamins, and completely ignores all the research that has found the huge double-blind studies, which are difficult to question anymore, which find vitamins A worthless, B maybe dangerous. And yet this is what you're going to hear, because I'm holding a press release to radio talk shows and television stations. Body posture. Sitting up straight in your chair, it isn't just good for your posture. It gives you more confidence in your own thoughts. They had people sit up straight, and they had people slump down. They had them write some self-evaluations. I won't get into the details of the study. And it turned out that when you sit up straight in your chair, what you write is more accurate. You have more confidence in your own thoughts when you're sitting up straight when you write this stuff. Those slouching, okay, had a much lower confidence and were much less accurate in their self-appraisals. Okay, autism. We got to deal with this. You're hearing it's one big autism survey, but there's two that came out. You're not hearing anything about the second one. All right, here they called parents. They called parents and asked them, has your kid ever been diagnosed with any of these problems? and found, indeed, 1 out of 100 American children, okay, were asked whether they'd ever been told by a healthcare provider that their child had autism, Asperger's, or autism spectrum disorder. 1 in 100 parents said yes. Well, unfortunately, what you're not hearing, here are some of the details. We have no idea whether this increase is an actual increase or result in changes the way we describe or diagnoses. Those more inclusive survey questions, increased public awareness, and improved screening and diagnosis are all possible to account for some of this. White children, way more likely than black kids, to have parents say yes. Parents of half of the kids said it was mild. If it's mild, how'd they diagnose it? Another third of the parents described the condition as moderate, and the remaining described it as severe. 38% lost their autism. These kids were diagnosed, but 40% of the time it went away. And it goes on and on to talk about the confusing and other developmental issues and learning disabilities being mistakenly diagnosed as autism. All right, a little later I'll tell you about the other study, which is going to, I think, will knock you over. All right? I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
There's no better way to reduce stress than to get a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini of Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to our stress-free mattress sale.
Considering the tough economic times, you can go to Mancini Sleep World and find the mattress you want that'll fit anybody's budget. I've purchased 4 mattresses at Mancini Sleep World. Why? Because of the quality of the mattresses, excellent service, and the choice of a wide variety of nationally known brands.
I would say the thing that sticks out to me the most is it's a stress-free environment. You know that when you walk into Mancini's, they have a great reputation. So you know that you're going to get a high-quality mattress at a good value. And the salespeople are there to assist you as you need assistance.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that needs 8 hours of sleep every night. And the right mattress is important.
Mancini Sleep World. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
To Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Control. Hi, everybody. Dr. Gene Adel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Gene. How you doing, Gene?
I'm not doing well at all. I've got unbelievably frustrated. I would really like you to at least save someone from sickness, if not from some child from actual death. On the weekend, you had a person who was well-known. I know you don't like to mention the commentators' names or the person's name. But
sure, go ahead. That's fine. I don't mind that.
Talk show host, and normally, you know, you can trust her with a lot of things about exercise, at least. But she had an idiot on, if you excuse my expression. He was supposed to be a doctor, and he was talking about the conspiracy of the pharmaceutical companies where that theoretically they've taken some of the chemicals out of the kids' viruses, but with the new flu virus, they've injected that whatever it is into them again so that there would be the people who do autism would be able to do autism drugs.
Okay. Wow. You blanked out when you described. I think I know who you're talking about, but what show was this on?
This was Joni Gregan's show, and I was so
gotcha.
Angry, I couldn't get through.
Right. Well, that's what you got to do, and I've heard people do that, and that's the greatest way. That's the beauty of talk radio. And for those of you who don't know, it's a local talk show host who's does a lot of stuff on exercise and staying fit and beauty and things like that. And sometimes, you know, we've clashed. I don't know why. Why, if you have more guests on and more people on a show who espouse a particular minority, a heavy minority view, you need to balance it before being hauled on the carpet to reveal what you really feel about it yourself. And of course, that's nonsense. And of course, a gross disservice is being done. And it's not a controversy when 1% of scientists feel one way and 99% feel another. And even then, when you get into it, you'll find among the 1% of iconoclasts some very, very strange lapses in thought patterns. I'll tell you what. And I don't know how some people sleep at night. I really don't. They all think they have a handle, you know, on the truth when most people really don't understand how all this works. Let me right now see if I can whip through this other study on autism, which addresses partially that issue. This is something you're not hearing, came out today also with the autism study. But one of the questions is, where are all the autistic adults? And autism should be a lifelong condition. I just got through telling you in the U.S. survey, 40% of parents said the autism went away in these kids. But this one, they called people up and asked them specific questions about their mental health. Like, I find it easy to make friends. I'd rather go to a party than a library. I particularly enjoy reading fiction. And based on their answers, they gave them other tests and diagnosed autism. This is in adults. Well, first of all, the findings of this study contradict the idea that it's exploded autism in the last two decades. They found no difference in autism prevalence among people they surveyed in their 20s, their 30s, or 40s, right up through their 70s, which suggests that the factors that led to developing autism appear to be constant. Our survey doesn't go with the idea that prevalence is rising, according to these researchers, and also said this proves a vaccine, which was introduced in 1988, is not to blame because autism rates have not changed. And certainly is significant, and they did find it among 1% of adults. And higher rates among never-married single men, all right? Women much less. People with autism less likely to have finished college, but are as likely to be employed. 2.2% of adults who had finished college were on the spectrum. 10 times higher among those with only a high school degree. And, you know, perhaps the good news in all of this is that Obama today is part of a $5 billion investment in grants for research. They're budgeting $1 billion for autism to get to the bottom of all this. And one of the bottoms they got to get to is it really increasing or not? And what's the cause? It ain't the vaccines. And why someone who considers themselves to be a responsible broadcaster would just harp away at this, it astounds me. It does astound me. But that's free speech. And, you know, those of you who know better, pick up the phone and express your disdain. Don't be passive. It is important. Managers listen to it. Talk show hosts, we listen to it. So just go for it. All right. I do want to talk to you about a real quick one. Would you rather have more money in your job or would you like to have more security, right? More money or more security? I'll offer you the choice. We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. UCSF Professor Elizabeth Blackburn is one of three Americans who will share the Nobel Prize in Medicine. The three discovered how chromosomes protect themselves as cells divide. Obama administration has been asked to determine whether the U.S. Supreme Court should review a challenge to San Francisco's universal health care program. City of Oakland will soon begin cracking down on motorists who run red lights. The latest intersection equipped with a red light camera is High Street and Brookdale Avenue. Tickets will be mailed out beginning in November. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day up 112 points at 9,599. NASDAQ up 20 at 1,764. S&P 500 up 15 at 1,040. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting sunny and cool this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Are you up to your eyeballs in credit card debt, afraid to answer your phone, falling way behind on your payments? Well, I'm going to give you a solution. Covenant Debt Solutions. And they'll typically cut your monthly payments in half, have you out of debt in 24 to 36 months while avoiding bankruptcy. Covenant Debt Solutions has partnered with one of the nation's largest, most successful debt settlement companies to help you get debt free. Now, there are a lot of companies out there that frankly are scamming this system. Who do you trust? Well, I want you to look at their guarantee on their website, the Covenant Promise. It protects you, insures you about the best possible solutions to your debt problems. These guys do it right. They have the credentials. They know what they're doing. And frankly, this literally is one of the most ethical companies out there. Call 877-900-2286. 877-900-2286. Ask for the Covenant Promise. The website, 900bills.com. That's 900bills.com. 900bills.com.
Hi, my name's Steve Adams, co-owner of Iron Steed Harley-Davidson in Vacaville, one of Northern California's premier Harley-Davidson dealers. Now, you wouldn't think that roofs and hogs, excuse me, motorcycles have much in common. But when the roof on our dealership needed replacing, I ended up choosing a company that was sort of like us. That was Armstrong. You see, Armstrong's roofs are built like our Harleys. Solid and dependable, and they last forever. And our Harleys are really comfortable, too, which is how we feel under our new insulated foam roof. But I guess, most of all, I just like the Armstrong motto. Do it once, do it right, call Armstrong.
Steve's right. You'll never feel more comfortable than after you've had an Armstrong roof installed. And there's never been a better time to call than now and get 15% off. Remember, from any area code, just dial 37s and a 1234 or go to Armstrong1234.com. That's Armstrong, 37s and a 1234.
If you've been on California roads lately, you may have noticed Californians getting back to work. It's work that helps improve our lives, paid for with bonds. You can help California return to prosperity by investing in bonds. The state will be issuing $4.5 billion in tax-exempt and taxable bonds to help pay for roads, schools, even stem cell research. During an early order period, individual investors like you will get first pick ahead of large institutions, and you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. This special pre-sale ends on October 7th, so talk to your broker or visit buycaliforniabonds.com. We're getting back to work with the help of California Bonds. Let's keep the momentum going. Again, that's buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and through an official statement.
When I shop at BevMo, I know I'm going to get the most for my money.
I come a lot for the 5-cent wine sale.
You buy a bottle of wine, and for just a nickel more, you get the same bottle of wine.
I can't even tell you how many choices there are.
You can get everyday wines all the way up to your really elegant wines.
I think you can be a wine lover and not spend a lot of money.
BevMo makes it really easy to find a good bottle of wine at a great price.
Love the 5-cent sale.
5 cents. I mean, that's a bargain.
BevMo's 5-cent wine sale is on now. Club Bev members buy one, get the second for 5 cents. Over 200 wines to choose from.
Did you sleep well last night? Mancini Sleep World can help you save big and rest easy during their stress-free mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
Everybody, Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Richard. How you doing, Richard?
Fine, thank you, Doctor. I just want to add my voice to an earlier caller of the great concern of this program that Tony Gregan's had on Saturday. The doctor's name is Russell Blaylock.
Oh, we lost you there. Oh, we lost you. So anyway, Russell Blaylock, it must be. Oh, my gosh. I would just say you go online and you look up and you see what people believe about all kinds of other aspects of life. And when you start seeing lots of conspiracy theories and other stuff, that should be a flag, at least to a broadcaster. Well, Happy, listen, once again, express yourself. The best way is to write to a station. They listen to those things. They really do. For you to be that offended, and this is not offensive. This is just a misrepresentation of scientific fact. To be that offended, I think that means something. Because if you went out into the world and you lined up 1,000 intelligent people, you know, 990 of them would side with you. And then they have this little talk show host and her little guest way off in the side. And it's okay if a talk show wants to be out on the fringes, and we have lots of shows on the air that make me cringe, and they're just out on the fringes, you know, of of our intellectual landscape. And that's where they want to be. And that's how they draw their audiences. So, you know, a talk show host has to define who she is and what side she wants to be on. And when something like that happens, I think it's completely and entirely appropriate for you to express yourself. So we lost your call. Call back in if you got more. I also wanted to ask you this question. Would you prefer a job that offers better security or one that offers higher pay but less stability? First thing is, your answers to this have not changed. I find it interesting that our economy, high unemployment rate, has not changed how people answer this question. By a ratio of nearly 2-to-1, what do you think most people would answer? 60% of you would take the job with better security rather than one with higher pay and less stability. And that just defines our personality. Many people are not risk takers. You talk to a lot of rich people, they got there by taking risks. Some foolish took like a lot of poor people, they got there by taking risks also. So, where a lot of us just like, you know, the tried and the true. Give me my paycheck. Don't bother me. You know, I like to know when I'm bringing home, and I like to know there's going to be a job there when Monday rolls around. Okay, let's talk to Eric. How you doing, Eric?
Yeah, hi, doctor. I was wondering, sometimes when I try to lose weight, I can get a little sort of anxiety, a little bit thing going on, and it made me think, do a little research, and I guess I hear that toxins can be, you have fat-soluble toxins, and they can be released when you lose weight. And I was wondering how to quantify that. Is that like a 1 in a million thing, or is it actually relatively common? Is that a good reason to lose weight so you get them out of your system?
Well, no. You lose weight to lose weight. The quantities involved in what you're describing would be infinitesimally small, because you lose weight extremely slowly, and your fat cells are constantly interchanging with your bloodstream and interchanging substances. This idea of the word toxins, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. It's not a reason to do anything. Detoxification, there, I would have to really look high and low to find a scientist who thinks there is such a thing, you know, colon cleansing and all that. But go back to what you said originally, because that interests me. Are you saying that when you start to lose weight or go on a diet, you become anxious?
There's been a few times when, right when I've exercise a lot, not eating very much, I would actually sort of get a little bit of like an anxiety thing and muscle twitchy and a few things like that. And it was sort of interesting. I couldn't really find anything about it.
Well, hunger, listen, if you, I don't know how severe the diet is, but if you starve yourself, there's all kinds of mental changes that happen. Some people get a little high. They actually feel a little high. Some people get a little buzz. Some people get spacey. Some people develop all kinds of reactions. So I would say it's probably not the toxin. I mean, it's possible just the anxiety of going on a diet and trying to commit yourself. That's a very anxiety provoking, like quitting cigarettes or quitting any bad habit, you know? And so I don't think the toxins have much to do with it. All right. So we'll leave it at that. Let's talk to Artis. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. Thank you for taking my call, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I have just had a colonoscopy, and there's a small tumor in there, and he called it precancerous, which I don't believe that in that word.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got it. And then he said, I'll see you in 5 years. And I bleed every time I have a bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
Been going on for 2 weeks now.
Yes. Well, bleeding may not be related, but I'm kind of curious why the doctor didn't just, while he was there, just remove it. Did he give a reason for that?
He said he took part of it, and they did a biopsy on it.
Ah, I got you. Took part of it. Yeah. I'm glad you've called them on this, because I don't know what that word means. We're starting to change the lingo here. There's a condition that occurs in the breast called DCIS, and that is also, quote, precancerous. But it ain't cancer. Women get their breasts removed. They have radical mastectomies for that. Known as the cure rate is 100%. It's not cancer. And so the term precancer means it's like in the cervix. The cells are starting to change, and the number of these things that go on and become cancer is very small. But the number is higher than if you look at another spot in the colon where there isn't this little lump. And so without knowing exactly what was going on, you kind of got to wonder, though, two things in your case is, would they have been better off taking the whole thing? Well, you don't take something if you're not pretty sure. And they took a biopsy, which is a smart thing to do to know what it is. And evidently it wasn't a high grade. And the word precancer is just not appropriate, but it often gets people to come back. So I'm afraid you're kind of stuck at this particular point. I'm not worrying about you. I don't think the bleeding, the question is whether the bleeding is coming from that, because if it is, then you might, your hand might be called. We're getting a bunch of callers saying, listen, in terms of that Saturday morning show on the station that some of you are listening to me on, don't listen. Turn off the radio. You absolutely have that choice. That's the best way to express yourself, but I certainly would be remiss if I advise you to turn off the radio for someone who does a show on the same station I'm on, like, you know, politics. All right, I'm Dr. Gina Dell, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
You look hot.
Thanks.
No, I mean your face is flushed and you're sweating.
Oh, that's nothing really.
I think you have the flu.
Instead of the flu, get a seasonal flu shot at Walgreens and arm yourself for the ones you love. There's no appointment necessary and it's just $24.99. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. Other vaccines may be available. Call your local pharmacy for time, availability, and details. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products, for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
Despite difficult economic times, the IRS and state of California continue to be aggressive with their actions, levying more wages and bank accounts, auditing more tax returns, and attempting to shut down businesses that owe taxes. But if you owe taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or are under IRS audit, it is important to know your rights and options. And one of those rights has been extended. If you have unreported foreign accounts, the IRS amnesty period to report is now October 15th. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and whether you need an offer in compromise, representation in dealing with your foreign accounts, audit representation, or even bankruptcy, my firm has the experience to help. We have successfully resolved thousands of cases, and there may never be a better time than now to settle and resolve your tax and debt problems. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are located throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. Remember, your privacy is only safe with an attorney. Call us toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 1-888-829-3948. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make it your last stop.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Open your front door wide and welcome in eager house hunters when you advertise your open homes event in the San Francisco Chronicle and sfgate.com.
More than a million readers trust Sunday's real estate section because it features the most Bay Area open homes. And SF Gate's real estate page offers the largest number of homes for sale of any site in Northern California.
When you're ready to sell, rely on SF Gate and the Chronicle to bring the best prospects through your open front door.
Visit sfgate.com/real estate today.
Everybody, Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Diane. How you doing, Diane?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Hello?
I'm here. Go right ahead.
Okay, so my partner was admitted into the emergency room Saturday for high sugar levels. It was 600 and something. And he also had weakness of the legs, which because he lays down too much, and somehow they say overtired diabetes, the muscles. And so they've given him IV fluids, and left this morning just to go have lunch, came back, and he was taken to ICU. They said he was given too many fluids, and it somehow impacted his lungs. He was not able to breathe on his own, so they had to do a breathing tube. And then they just asked me to sign a thing of relief for, I'm looking at the pink slip, it says turation of a central line. Because
for
bags on his right side, and they need to make a central, another line on his right side.
Say that all again. I didn't understand that term. The pink. Go back to start with the pink slip. You signed it. What did the pink slip say?
It looks like it says turation of central line. That to me is that if he starts to go into any kind of failure, they need to be. They can't. They have.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yes. I hope you signed that. Did you?
I did, but not without guilt, and not because I don't understand what's happening. Because when I left.
Well, don't be guilty. Yes, I know. First of all, this is a person who has bad diabetes. Does this person not know that, or does this person know that?
He's been aware of it for 13 years.
And how does he treat it?
He doesn't treat it very well.
Well, then I'm not sure what your point is. Here's someone who has diabetes, who's not treating it, almost died from his diabetes, and we can't save everybody. Blood sugar of 600 is huge, and what happens in that case is you diurese, you lose all your body fluids, you die from that, so they gave him body fluids and evidently, you know, overshot it, which is common. Then the fluid comes in the lungs, makes it hard to breathe, but we can usually deal with that with oxygen, etc. And what they've asked you to do is, you know, sometimes when you want to put an IV in, you can't find a vein. All of you have had that experience. That's no fun, is it? And so what we want to do is thread a catheter right in there and get it into one of the large veins in the center of the body so we can measure the pressure of the venous system and make sure we have an open line to the inside of the body in case in an emergency we have really got to get a drug right there into the center of your heart and so it gets distributed to the body immediately. So these are all life-saving things. So I find it interesting, though, Diane, first of all, stay on top of it. You're doing the right thing. Don't be guilty. Unless, of course, you know, I always wonder, this is your partner who has something like diabetes who's not treating it. And then all of a sudden you have deep skepticism about what's going on in the hospital where the skepticism should come with what's this person doing not having taking insulin or taking medication anyway. So you've got the most important thing you can do is to get through to your partner. That diabetes isn't something to fool around with. It can kill you. And it is relatively simple to treat and keep you comfortable and keep you healthy, although the disease process is not completely understood. Like, we don't know why it affects the heart and the eyes and all these other organs, but we can certainly monitor your blood sugar and keep you doing better. Let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. I apologize. I missed the beginning of the show, and I was calling to find out where I could get it on podcast because I heard the Joni Gragans show, and then I also heard a late night person. I caught the tail end of where she was saying it was very brave of Joni to do this great show. It was driving me nuts when I was listening to the doctor and Joni Gragans because one of the things he said is all of this explosion in autoimmune diseases has happened since we started giving 50, 60, 70 vaccines, and I have a young kid. I didn't give any 70 vaccines, I know that. But his response, one of the things was, it is the only reason that could have caused this. And
right. One
of the things that they said that kind of caught me was that if you get your flu vaccine, which I had done the day before, it gives you a greater chance of getting the H1N1 flu.
Oh, my Lord, I don't know where to begin. So how come you figured this out and other listeners can't, or what?
Well, I'm the daughter and the wife of a scientist, and I'm a big cynic. And you know, it's gotten me through life very well. And
right.
You know, I also try to be aware of what vaccines am I giving my kid. Yeah, some of them are combined, that's for sure, but not mm-hmm. at 70, unless they're, you know, what I think is scary to people is maybe there's something I don't know.
Yeah, so of course, so that's how these kind of people prey upon your fears. And as to the comment of the late night show saying, "Oh, how brave this other person was," no, to tell the truth is brave. To pander to the lowest common hysterical denominator is chicken poop. That's all. It's just saying I can't come up with enough good information and make it entertaining to be on the air and sustain my program. So therefore, I have to get down and dirty with this kind of stuff, which of course can build ratings. This is just like, you know, what people often want to hear and want to watch. And autoimmune disease is probably one of the oldest diseases we've seen, which goes back to caveman, before the Egyptians and the Greeks. It's rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease, probably the most common autoimmune disease there is. We didn't have vaccines then. How would that doctor explain that? And the idea that the flu vaccine is going to give you H1N1, that particular doctor is a well-known commodity. He is derided and has been laughed at by many, many mainstream folks. And it's fine for him to have his opinions, right? We have to stand behind that. And we have to stand behind the right to express anything you want on radio and television, although I deplore some of the things you hear. And yet there's another side which says, listen, you can't cry fire in a crowded room, and saying something that could be very harmful. And if there's anybody out there who does not get a flu shot because of listening to that program and their child dies, well, then you call the radio station. Sue them. See what happens. It'd be really interesting, wouldn't it? You know, I wonder, are we creeping up on that kind of a world where we have to hold broadcasters responsible? We have nothing like that in this particular country. We allow people, for instance, unlike other countries, we allow movie stars and high-profile people to make claims for health product in the advertisements. And if the advertisement is dangerous or bad, the star is held responsible in some countries. In the United States, of course, we just applaud them, you know, reward them with a big paycheck. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Listen up, Bay Area. It's time to beautify your home. And there's never been a better price or time to change your old, cracked, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or pool deck than right now. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts, the San Francisco and Monterey Bay Area's premier interlocking paver stone installation contractor. With more than 15 years' experience, they now enjoys an exclusive relationship with a Pavestone company. You can now benefit by Pavestone's strength of a national company and ACF's expert local customer service. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paver stone estimates. Toll free at 1-877-223-6565. That's 1-877-223-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfpaverstoneexperts.com. That's acfpaverstoneexperts.com.
Hello, radio listener. You know, people say the nicest things about Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, it's filling and delicious. It's a good source of protein. It would be perfect if it had all white meat chicken. Well, now it does. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup still has everything you love, and now, all white meat chicken. What do you say to that, radio listener? To which you might say, now it is perfect, radio announcer. Campbell's Chunky Soup, better than ever.
In today's Diamond Certified Spotlight, we hear from Dee Bellocco why she's such a big fan of her Diamond Certified tree trimmer and electrician. Here's what she tells her friends.
They do what they say they're going to do. And sometimes even a little more.
Now get free access to the entire Diamond Certified directory at KGORadio.com. Go there to read each Diamond Certified company's profile, rating score, survey results, and verbatim customer responses. For highest quality, make sure they've earned Diamond Certified.
Hello, everyone. I'm talking with The Talker.
Hello, hello. Can you hear The Talker? The Talker is doing the talking.
The hello? Talker uses the UMA, the device which allows him to make all the calls he wants for free.
Ah, I am The Talker, who is very good at the talking, and sometimes not the listening, because when you're listening, you're not talking, and
You just plug the UMA into your phone and high-speed internet connection, and you get free phone calls with many features, such as caller ID.
Which is so very important for The Talker, so I can stay away from this fella who just blabs on and on.
And UMA gives you 911 service.
service.
Which is important for what if I was talking so fast on my Uma that my lips caught on fire and I call 911, but my lips are on fire.
Not to mention Uma's call waiting.
I say to the one caller on the Uma, let me get rid of this guy. And I talk to the other caller and talk a bit, then go back to the
Thank
first
you,
caller.
The talker.
Oh, what? And I can have two talkings going on at the same time. The other
For your Uma, go to Uma.com. That's OOMA.com. Just $249.99 and no monthly fees. Now, talk isn't just cheap. It's free. Now available at Radio Shack, Amazon, Best Buy.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Let's talk to Natasha. How you doing, Natasha?
I'm calling because I have a teenage daughter that gets like these. They start off like a bite or something, like a mosquito bite, but then they get bigger, and it turns red. And after a while, it's like the bump sinks in, and it leaves a hole.
Does it look like there's a little tiny hole or a dark spot or a hair maybe in the middle of each one of these?
It looks like a dark spot.
Yeah. Does she shave her legs?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. I can only guess. I can't diagnose skin diseases on the air here, but that's the relationship. It has a big name, but it's not important. What happens is when she shaves, she's shaving it so close that the little corner of the hair as it grows out is catching and causing a little infection. So she's have lots of them. This is lots of them, and it occurs, and you might look very carefully, even get out a magnifying glass, and it occurs where there is a hair. You could have her either stop shaving in one part of her leg or one of the legs, and you can nail the diagnosis that way. This is very common, happens in men. And what they say is you can't shave so closely, or you got to be very careful. You got to wash the leg, hydrate it, use a good softening agent, and really pay attention to the details and try not to shave too closely or even against the grain. That's how you get the tight, you know, the closer shave is you shave against the grain, have her shave the other way. So anyway, that's what I think it is. And I can only guess, but I gave you some tools, some detective tools that you can utilize to try and see if you can't figure out the diagnosis yourself. Okay, that is the program. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Please join me for the next one, won't you? And until then, as always, be well.
What does it take to raise the roof on a state-of-the-art new hospital and to raise the bar on high-quality healthcare in the process? Whatever it takes, we're doing it. In the brand new El Camino Hospital in Mountain View, this amazing hospital will open to patients in mid-November, on time, under budget, and on the cusp of a new era in healthcare. The hospital was designed from the ground up with patient needs as top priority. The advances are astounding. Every innovation improves efficiency, adds technology, and enhances the patient and visitor experience. What's more, the new hospital will make a seismic change in the delivery of care, literally, as it's one of the first to meet new earthquake safety regulations. Built for today and tomorrow, this is more than a hospital. It's a visionary healthcare destination where we can serve you well for many years to come. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
With world economies unsettled and your personal wealth at risk each and every day, you want a time-proven investment plan and you want a local advisor to talk to, don't you? Did you know that you can have those two things? A local financial advisor and a state-of-the-art investment program with one of KGO's best-known personal financial advisors? Well, you can. Sit down with KGO's good friend Greg O'Donnell. Greg and his team will discuss your personal financial goals, all the time knowing that you'll have access to any and all of the investment programs that you often hear about on this station, as well as others. That's right, the opportunity of both a local veteran advisor, Greg O'Donnell, and access to a universe of award-winning investments. For more information and a free portfolio review, contact Greg O'Donnell now at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or visit Greg online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com.
It's Gil Gross. Good afternoon. Good Monday to you. So in the wake of the Letterman thing, the question has come up, what is sexual harassment at work? Consensual people dating? Hey, Joe, San Francisco, San Jose.